This year, there will be more than a million divorce filings in the United States. One of them has commentator Leon Winter's name on it.
I'm now playing at age 51 the strangest role yet in my long, strange trip. Suburban single father, non-custodial, and black. I've said goodbye to white privilege by association, with a marriage, a mortgage, and a master's degree. Now, well, if I were still in the Bronx, I'd be the baby father. Except I still pay the mortgage, and I still do the Saturday shuffle with my 7-year-old Grace, from piano lessons to playground to her softball game. But in my hand-me-down 1990 Toyota, not the Volvo that brought her home from the hospital. As we pull up to the ball field, I spy the single mother of the only other black girl on the team, getting out of a taxi cab. We don't do that on our side of town. We don't give our kids names that sound like imaginary African nations, either. Some of us are black, of course, but not like that. What do I mean by we, anyway? We, the white privileged upper middle class, or we, who grew up in the Bronx with kids who lived in the projects? After the game, the mother is stranded, negotiating on her cell for a ride that's not coming. I offer her one, and once we pile into the Toyota, Grace finagles an impromptu playdate in the park, our nearly all-white park. It's just a public park. They're just kids, banging and clanging the jungle gym with the other kids. I wish. And I'm tired from being we and we and me. I sit next to single mom on the bench, and I really don't care if the white people judge her loud hair or cringe at her even louder R-rated cell phone chatter. I don't care if she turns my we into a black stereotype just by sitting next to me. Truth is, I'm not feeling the white suburban we this weekend. I'm feeling single black parent, and the sticker shock of divorcing while maintaining appearances. She tells me her baby father is working overtime. I don't know the brother, but now I can identify. Slaving on a Saturday to keep his child as high above his head as he can reach, even if he can't afford to be with her. Playdate done, we drive down to the other side of town and drop them off. As we drive away, Grace notices the graffiti and remarks that we must have gone a long ways toward the Bronx in taking them home. Slipping back north, on the greening boulevards, we observe an unusual silence. We sit in the driveway and grow wise a while together, before alighting on the 3/4 acre that is still her home. I break the silence with a simple question. Grace, look at me. Do you like where you live? She sighs. I know, Daddy. I know. I'm thankful. She's way ahead of me, as usual.
Leon Winter lives in Yonkers, New York.